shores of El Pacifico. Bill Hendry.
Monroe Police Department.
Hey, it's County.
Yeah.
You get a call for the Jesus being on fire.
Nobody can tell me, unless you're the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office, you're the Coast Guard, or you're the military.
Hey, world, we're officially putting you on notice.
Yeah. Tomorrow, I will meet with the chairman of BP and inform him that he is to set aside whatever resources are required.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. This show, Truth Is Our Bitch. And we get through the looking glass to find it here every night. We have on the line Professor Emory Clayton from L.A. Canyon College. And we're talking with him about, really, basically about this BP oil spill, about all of the blame that has been heaped on Obama for this. And I do agree with the professor that far too much has been put on the president's back. Although I, you and I talked at the beginning of last hour, and I'd like to go through it a little bit more. Your thoughts on this, Professor Clayton, what we're talking about here are the reasons for Obama being targeted by conservatives as much as he has been, and even some, moderates and liberals.
Well, again, I'm going to go back to what I had said. You know, I reached across the aisle, if you will, when I spoke to this young lady who is an anthropology teacher at Cal State LA, and I asked her out for a drink. She is a anti-Obama to the core. And yes, she's a white woman. Now, you had a caller say I shouldn't go across racial lines. And
she didn't say that. She didn't say that at all.
Well, she found fault. If I could finish my point, though, she found fault with it.
And she didn't like the fact that you to her it seemed hypocritical.
If I could finish my point. Nothing hypocritical about it. I told the girl, asked me honest, and I told her honest, that the young lady I wanted to go out with was very attractive. And she was very attractive. So that's me trying to reach across, hands across the water, and understand and try to get something straightened out here, because, you know, people don't like Obama for the most irrational reason, that the oil's slick, and they think Obama is slick, and they think Obama is slimy and slick, just like any trickster politician used to call Tricky Dick Slimy Dick or Slicky Dick or something like that. Tricky, remember Dick Nixon?
They called him Tricky Dick.
Right. And that's exactly what they are calling Obama. And the reason they're calling Obama that is because he's a black man. And you got a black oil slick. And it's funny to a white man to talk to a black man and say, you got a black oil slick. So all of that to me is insulting.
And you also said that 65% of Americans who think that Obama's response has been slow are racist.
Absolutely.
What if there's some black people in there?
Some black people in where?
In the 65%.
Well, I can assure you that there's no black people in there. Black people are very... I can assure you that there are no black people.
You don't know that for sure.
Well, I don't know it for sure, but I'd be willing to bet there's no black people in there. The 65% that say Obama is doing... He is slow to the response. There are no black people. I'll tell you why. Because this is a typical white criticism of black people, that they're slow and they get out of bed late, and they got to drag their, excuse my language, Bill, they've got to drag their ass out of bed at night, but, you know, the alarm doesn't go off till 9:30 in the morning. It's the same thing they're saying about our president, that he is slow and he don't hop to it. And
oh, come on. They're talking about the response, the federal government's response.
You know what the law calls for, Mr. Hendry? Are you aware, anybody on your listening to your show aware of the fact the law doesn't call for any response on the part of the federal government? The federal government has a law that calls for a response on the part of the companies and the state where the spill occurs. And the U.S. Coast Guard doesn't call on the government, though, to clean it up. Now, I can tell you, just like this brother I'm looking at on TV right now, he's on the Channel 7 News in Los Angeles. He's got a blonde-haired white woman sitting next to him. Now, if she doesn't like Obama and he does, and she says, let's go to dinner, but I want to badmouth Obama, you know, you're going to be polite, you're going to be a gentleman, you ain't going to open your mouth. You get a chance at that, And so my idea is that...
No, wait, I want to go back, and then we'll get to some phone calls here about this. I don't want to talk about the social element, Professor Clayton. You said that the criticism of President Obama being slow is a racist perception of black people.
That's exactly right. You've got a black president, and they tell that you've got to get down and get that black oil out of there because it reminds me of you. And he does not respond quickly. That's because, look at this, he don't get out of bed till late. And all black people, they don't start their parties till 10, 11 o'clock at night anyway. Everyone know that. And you walk into a party where there are nothing but black people and the lights are so low in that place that, you know, most black folks, they all you see are eyeballs and teeth.
What has this got to do with the oil, the oil slick?
What does?
Black people don't start their parties till 10 or 11 o'clock at night?
I'm saying, Phil, the perception is that black folks are slow to get it going. So they don't get out of bed till late. Obama, he ain't gotten out of bed till 9:30, 10 o'clock. Somebody says, hey, boy, I got an oil...
Who's saying that?
Yeah, but that is the voice of the American people. And
boy, I think that you have the most warped perception in that regard, Professor Clayton, and that's what a lot of people have been saying.
What did you just say? You just said, boy, I think you have the most... You don't mean it as boy, but you said, boy, you have the most... If I'm so warped, why wouldn't I say, how dare you call me boy? Why wouldn't I say that, Phil?
It's obvious what I meant.
It's obvious what you meant. Well, it's the same thing. Boy, you better get down there and clean that oil up. Well, they don't mean boy as in boy. They mean boy. And yet that black oil and that, you know, President Obama, why didn't he start the state of the presidential inauguration? That inaugural ball didn't get going till midnight. And they had the lights turned down in that inaugural hall so low, you couldn't find your way to the can.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's take some phone calls here on the Phil Hendry Show with Professor Emery Clayton. Chris in Mobile, Alabama. Chris, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, thanks, Phil. Yeah, I live down here on the Gulf Coast. In fact, I've got property down in Gulf Shores and some in Pensacola. And, of course, the oil has already affected me. I've lost a bunch of money so far with this. And so I've got my ear to the ground, and I'm talking to all kinds of people. We're getting reports from everywhere, and there's discussion. There's not a day that goes by where we don't discuss this for a long time. But I have to say, over the past 2 months, I've heard nothing to make any kind of reference or comparison about the oil to our president. I haven't heard anybody.
He's talking about it. Everybody's saying that Obama hasn't responded to this fast enough. They're saying he's too slow.
Wasn't it a month or so ago that BP was started taking suggestions? Come on, you know, we're one of the most advanced nations in this world. And
what's that got to do with Obama?
Excuse me?
What's that got to do with Obama? You said BP has suggestions.
Because he has more resources than anybody.
No, he
anybody
doesn't.
Can
the law is very clear. Have you read the law? Have you read the cleanup, the oil cleanup deal they passed? You got to read that, son. You can't just say, well, hell, here's what I think we ought to do. You got to read the law.
Okay.
And the law says
that
the responsible party clean it up. Now, I think that Obama, look, just because he's a black man doesn't mean you got to, and I'm not saying this about you, but I'm saying that there is a perception people think because he's a black man, they got to kick him out of the bunk. Come on, boy, get out of the bunkhouse.
Come on, boy.
I'll tell you, that's
insulting. You know that, Professor Clayton?
What is?
Come on, boy, get out of the bunkhouse.
Well, you know that's the way people are thinking.
Well, hey, professor, let's go back to the textbook. Our president is just as much white as he is black. So I don't even know why we're
I love how all of a sudden somebody who's half black is part white. I like that. All of a sudden, you know, back about 10 years ago, a man's half black, he's black. Now, all of a sudden, he's almost white. You know,
all right, I got to take a break. Chris, thanks for your call. 877-876-PHIL. We have on the line here Professor Emery Clayton. And I don't think that it's fair for you to talk about anything other than this response to the president. We're talking about Obama, and Obama's, I don't know how it is that Obama's become the topic of discussion, but he has. And if he's the topic of discussion, then it has to do with whether or not Obama's responsible. Should he have done? Is it BP? I mean, who, you know, I don't hear when I listen to these shows and I watch these shows and the people that are the most vocal about the oil spill, never, ever are they ever really talking about BP. It's always about Obama. Anyway, Professor Clayton is with us. He has discussed, among other things, this idea that Obama is perceived as slow and lazy because he's black. And he's discussed, among other things, the fact that he's dating some professor from Cal State LA, even though she doesn't like Obama, and she's white, because he's trying to be open-minded. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. The perception that Obama's lazy. I think you're engaging in stereotypes, Professor Clayton.
Well, Phil, you could say I'm engaging in stereotypes, but we are hearing more and more these stereotypical terms, antiquated terms from the 1970s, referring to black people as oilies or slicks. Now, this has come back.
And oily.
That's the way we used to be referred to, right? Or slick. And now, this oil slick, or this oil spill, has suddenly given us this unfortunate racial term. I think the whole country has turned a corner, and it's turned another corner. So it's a U-turn.
877-876-PHIL. Here is Mike listening to us in Trenton, New Jersey. Mike, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
I don't understand how an individual that is supposed to be intelligent could be eat up with their own bigotry. That they just missed the point completely.
You just described the people.
Mad at the situation that's going on. You know, with
you
the
just described everybody that has been criticizing Barack Obama.
As a matter of fact, he doesn't even have the intelligence to let somebody finish a conversation before he tries to interrupt. You know, that's
a conversation between two people.
A professor. I'm wondering, you know, what jailhouse did he get his credentials from?
What jailhouse? So now you want to get right down in the dirt with the insults. Is that what you want to do?
The situation is a lack of response. It was 12 days before Obama responded to the oil spill. 17 countries offered to come in and help us.
What did they offer? You don't even know what they offered. What did they offer?
Mexico and Argentina to come in and help. They offered sweepers. They offered all kinds of assistance.
No, they didn't. No, yeah. They offered stuff that's against the law. Against the law to use. See, you're not too bright. You don't know the law. You don't know anything about what you're talking about. You're saying that I'm eaten up by my own prejudice. You just described yourself being eaten up by prejudice. That's not me.
So I'm not agreeing with you. So automatically, I asked you what the law says, and you don't even know what the law says.
I know what the law says. You know why I know? Because I can read. I got out of the third grade.
God, you guys.
You talk about the Dutch. You were talking about the Dutch having their finger in the dike, and that's why you're talking about them, because that's interesting to you. That's how sick you are.
What are you talking about?
This guy.
That's right. Exactly. No.
This guy, he doesn't know whatsoever. You want to know what the Dutch offered? A big fat baggie of dope. That's all they can offer because they ain't got nothing else. I told you not to bring that up. I'm not mad. I'm not hating you. I'm not hating anybody else. But people like you are the ones that keep the country oppressed.
All right, no, wait a minute. What is it that he's not saying?
He says to me the Dutch offered this and that, but what the Dutch offered is against U.S. environmental law. But he ain't bright enough to know that. He just quoting what Glenn Beck told him.
Oh, come on, will you?
What about the other 16 countries that offered assistance?
Yeah, what did they offer? Do you know? No, you don't.
They
do
offered
you?
All kinds of assistance.
What did they? Go ahead, tell me what they offered. Go ahead, tell me. You don't know because you don't look into it.
Tell me what they did.
I'll tell you what the law calls for, son. I know what the law calls for, and the Dutch offered us something we can't use because it's against the law. Now, I'm telling you, these other so-called 16 countries you heard about on the Glenn Beck show, you don't know what they offered, and maybe the federal law doesn't love it. And I'll tell you, all right, then on the Sean Hannity show, or on the Glenn Hannity show. But I can tell you something.
Well, okay, look, this is going no place fast.
Did you bring these crackers on?
Well, now, don't start with the cracker thing, okay?
This guy doesn't know what he's talking about. He's reading off that bazooka bubblegum comic to figure, well, hell, if I just keep talking long enough, reading out all the ingredients on a stick of... Forget it.
Man.
I didn't mean to make you hang up on you.
You laughing at me? I just buried this guy in a debate, and now you laughing at me.
Yeah, because what you just said was funny. All right, Mike, thanks for your call. 877-876-PHIL. It's ridiculous. It's utterly ridiculous.
What is?
Yelling at people. What's the point, okay?
What's the point? That guy calling up and telling...
I don't... It's just... you made your point about Obama. Let me get to a phone call here. Ray in Fresno. Go ahead, Ray. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Ray in Fresno?
And I'll be off and let someone else talk.
Go ahead,
sir.
I'm
a black man, and I take offense at what this professor said about the 65% that no black people feel like that. Well, let me tell you something. I think Obama moved very, very slow at this. This is my opinion. I have a right to that opinion. You, sir, are a sexist and a racist yourself, and you have done more. You do more for setting back black people than any white person on the face of this earth. You are an idiot and a sexist.
Wait a minute. You know as well as I do that when every time they look at a piece of chicken, they think of you. Every time they look at a watermelon, they think of you. Now, every time they look at an oil
slick,
they're
going to
think of you.
That is a
stupid
statement.
No, it's not a ridiculous thing. You know that. And now when they're looking at oil slick, they're going to think of
us. I don't know where you're coming from, but you
have done more. You're trying to say, Professor, that every time people see an oil slick, they're going to think of black people?
Exactly.
This is ridiculous. You're in a time warp, sir. You are in a time warp. Where are you? Did you just jump in from 1940? My goodness, what an idiot.
From night, brother.
I don't even want to say anymore.
You're talking about being black. You on the phone right now. This is how you sound.
I'm a Republican from Fresno.
I mean, you sound like...
Don't start mocking people.
Mr. Hendry, I came on this program tonight.
You came on this program tonight to say that everybody's a racist that doesn't like Barack Obama, and the fact that the reason why they're thinking that way is because the oil slick reminds them of him.
Yeah, where did that come
from? I told you.
How did you even come up with such an idiotic statement? You know, you have done more. You're in a time warp, sir. You're in a time warp. Maybe you should get another profession. Maybe you should go out and sell shoes, or better yet, maybe you ought to shine them. Good night.
So you look at that. Look at right there. There's a black man telling another black man to go shine his shoes. Man, I'm it all down. Yeah, we come full circle now. Well, it wasn't too long ago. I'd have it.
All right, look. You said something to the tune of, you know, Obama. Oh, yeah, I know what it was. Slickies?
Right. That's what they call us now, slickies. Because every time they see an oil slick, they think a black man. Now, let me tell you something, Phil. There was a television program on here not too long ago called The Hillbilly. And you know the song, Listen to the Man Named Jed. You know the song, right?
I know the song. I know the stupid show, yeah.
Stupid show? Yeah, let me tell you about, you know something, Phil? We say things are stupid.
I want to get to a phone call, all right?
That's fine, but I just want to tell you. We say things are stupid, and yet we can learn from them. On that television program, Mr. Hendry, with these white people, and what they find when one night he was shooting at some food. That's what the song, I think it says something about one night he's shooting up his food, or shooting something up, and guess what? What he found...
Up through the ground come a bubbling crude.
Right. You know the song.
Yeah, I know the song. It's from the TV show.
All right. Now, what'd you think come up from there? Now, it was called what?
Black Gold.
Black Gold. Now, what did the white people do with that song? They turned it into a perverted piece of pornography on a schoolyard. Come listen to a story about a man named Jed. The poor mountaineer couldn't get a girl in bed. That's how they changed it, see? Then one day he was whacking, you know, and up from the...
What is the point of this?
But the point is that the racist took a beautiful song about a white man finding black gold on his dress. You don't understand.
No, I don't understand. This is the most asinine comparison I ever heard, and then they turned it into something pornographic.
Well, unfortunately, you never heard that.
No, I heard it all through school. I heard that ridiculous...
About getting a girl in bed.
Yes!
I'm listening to a story about a man named Jim, poor mountaineer, couldn't get a girl in bed. That was it. And then one day...
We'll be back. 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry.
Where'd everybody go?
Phil, Professor Emery Clayton joining us from L.A. Canyon College as we talk tonight. And there's been a lot of critical mass reached on the BP issue. People are pissed off. And, I've been a big fan of offshore oil drilling. I also came out as soon as this happened and said immediately suspend everybody's right to drill offshore until we figure out what the hell is going on. It needs a regulatory agency the way the nuclear industry has one. And now we have criticism of Barack Obama and BP. They're like the poor old BP, you know.
Well, that to me, Phil, that's where I get into this racism. I mean, you don't agree with that.
Well, I just think the oil slick angle, as you say, when people see oil. Didn't you just say that when people think of fried chicken?
When people, I'm saying back in the old days, they look at fried chicken and say, all right, there must be a black man somewhere nearby. And they take a look at a piece of watermelon. There must be a... Now they're going to see an oil slick, and they're going to think there's got to be a brother around here somewhere. That's what I think. And
but to come up with this idiotic thing about the Beverly Hillbillies.
No, you're missing the point. People are talking about me being racist. This is a white man who found oil on his land. You understand? A white firecracker hillbillies. And they find black gold. Now, that was very benign until somebody turned it into a pornographic song about kinfolk said, Jet, beat it, don't...
All right, I understand. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to a phone call here. Indianapolis, Martha, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Professor Emery Clayton. Go ahead, please.
First of all, how are you, Professor?
I'm very good, thank you.
Okay, I know you're entitled to your opinion. And this is my first time even listening to this show. I just happen to be driving, and I'm listening to you. And I hear that it's a black professor.
I hope you're enjoying it this evening.
Yeah. Oh, believe me, I'm thrilled. So anyway, I'm listening to you, and I'm listening to you. I caught on to when you were talking to the woman. Okay, you and the woman were having a conversation, and then I heard everybody else. Okay, so I'm black. Let me start off by saying I'm black. And
yes, ma'am.
I'm just listening to you, and as a professor, you know, your gift is to teach. You're here to teach. If you have an opinion and people don't understand where you're coming from, you know, you break it down to where you can simplify other people to understand where you're coming from. So I hear you saying that, you know, if you don't agree with the way Obama handled the situation, then you're automatically racist. Now, I love my president. You know, I voted for my president. And in this particular situation, I really don't agree with the way he handled it, but that's me. I'm entitled to my opinion. Now, I also feel as though, you know, you got to look at two sides to the story. I can't say that, oh, he didn't go fast enough because you got to look at his previous history and being the president so far. They say that there's too much government regulation and everything. If he just strongholds and doesn't give BP a chance to try to do something about it, then they'll be like,
right,
oh, he's moving too fast. Or,
I agree
or
with her.
You know, there he goes trying to regulate something again. So I understand in that aspect, he has to give them a certain amount of time so they can, you know, try to fix the problem. But I feel like if there's any, like any other company in America, if the company's not doing right, what do the people do? We call the Better Business Bureau. We do something about it. But the people in this particular situation, we're watching this on the news. We're seeing fish die. We're seeing fishermen.
Exactly, young lady. But why does that have to turn into, why does that turn into Obama's lazy? And he's not rolling out of bed till 9:30.
I'm not. Listen, I won't say I don't think for one second.
You know what they say about black people? You know what they say about us and our party? They say that we don't start our parties till 10 o'clock at night because we don't have to go to work the next day. That kind of insulting stereotype, you know.
Where is this information from? See, you got to remember, listen to this. I'm in Indiana, okay? And there's not a lot of black people in Indiana. And we deal with racism here just like anywhere else. But it's different here. And I'm from Philadelphia, so I really feel the difference. And
you know that black people don't start a party till 11, 10 o'clock at night, right?
And no, that's so not true. Saying, listen, but I understand.
I don't know where you...
I hear what people say.
Indianapolis, yeah. Well, you come from a farm country. That's why they don't do it there. But
exactly.
Here, that
LA.
Okay, can we get off of when black people start their parties? Let the lady finish what she's saying.
Yeah,
go ahead.
The subject is this. You said that if you don't agree with...
I'm talking to this young sister, Mr. Henry. I don't need you butting in, Mr. Henry.
That's my show. I'll butt in when I need to move it along. Go ahead, Martha.
So, okay, so I'm listening to you, and I'm like, how can you go? You know, you're the teacher. People, you know, back to the professor thing. My sister just graduated. She wants to be a history professor herself. And I got a great deal of respect for teachers. You know, you're our future. So when you're here and you're talking about the fact that if you just don't agree with the president, you're automatically racist. How can you cut? That's a very, very, very strong thing to say. When you're
because
racist,
these people, I'll tell you why. Because these people are saying Obama is slow because. That's the way black people are. You got to kick them out of the bunk. You got to get them out of the bunkhouse, you know.
You got to look at it like this. If he was a white president, if we was back to Bush and he was a white president, remember when the whole 9/11 situation happened? We didn't feel as though he went fast enough. Everybody had something to say about it. But we didn't say that.
You're talking about who?
Bush. Remember Bush 9/11. You remember 9/11 and how it took him forever to even do something about it. Or even Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah, well, that's because he was an old man and he was frozen. He was in a state of shock and frozen. He couldn't move, you know.
But he was white. But he was
white,
right?
Oh, come on, man.
So listen,
yeah, he's a white man, but white people, the white people just get frozen with their eyeballs bugging out. Black folks are too lazy. You need to the stereotypes.
All right, look, can we get off the stereotypes then and let's talk about the thing of the president, you know.
This young lady is the first person I've talked to who has some sense. Now, you know the song. Come and listen to a story about a man named Jed. You know that song, right?
Yes. But,
all right.
Go ahead.
Now, what was that cracker shooting at?
Can we not use the word cracker?
Yeah, you know, cracker is a wrong word, man. You're like, you really...
All right. The hillbilly, the white man, this white man shooting at that black gold. Now, the black gold come out of the ground, and what did he do? It made him rich. Now, all of a sudden, these white folks take that song, and they turn it into a pornographic song about him learning how to... I better not say you're a young lady, but you know what I mean.
No, can we get off the Beverly Hillbillies? This is like round three with that.
Yeah,
you're talking
but
to
look
a man.
Though,
talking,
I feel as though, look.
I'm a doctor in urban studies. I don't like being talked to that way.
I will talk to you that way. Come and listen to a story. You've been talking to me about the Beverly Hillbillies now for a half an hour.
No, I've been talking about how he learned how to masturbate.
Oh, that's just great, man. I've got a young lady on the line.
I'm sorry. I apologize to the young lady. I apologize.
What a
jackass, wow.
Man.
So, you're the professor, but you're supposed to be a professor. These are what people, like my sister, all the graduates of 2010 that want to be teachers and all that. This is what the people that we look up to, man. You're supposed to be.
Absolutely, but I've got to tell you the word. But let me tell you about this. It's a cold world out here, Martha. Martha, this is a cold world.
Look, though, we're about progress. Yes, it is a cold world, but how can we have progress when all we do is dwell and dwell and dwell? We can't just dwell. We have to fix and change and keep it moving. And we're not keeping it moving. We're telling people that you're a racist because you don't agree with your black president. What if he was white?
Ma'am, you know, ma'am, that sooner or later now, you know how it is. You know how it is. The next time somebody sees an oil slick, they're going to come looking for Martha. And the next time they see an oil slick, they say, where Martha?
I don't agree with that. BP is wrong.
Are you nuts? Are you...
No, BP is wrong, and I wish people would stop going to get gas. I wish they would just go to a different gas station.
Yeah, that's what we ought to do.
What can I do? I don't go to BP.
I'll tell you what you can do. You can hide, because the next oil slick, they're going to find out, hey, Martha caused the oil slick. Better go find Professor Clayton and Martha because they caused the oil slick.
Oh, come on. That's the most asinine thing.
Come on, no.
Because they're looking at Obama like that. Look at that. There goes another oily black man.
No,
they're not saying that at all.
How is it his fault? He's not.
Well, look at Martha.
No, it's not his fault.
Thank you. It's a great call, and I appreciate your call very much. We have to move on, but thank you, Martha, very much for checking in with us tonight from Indianapolis.
That's a very lovely young lady there, and she's very intelligent.
Yeah, that made one of us, okay?
What's that crack supposed to mean?
What it means is she was the only one of the three of us that was making any sense. I'm trying to...
The only one of the three of us?
That's exactly right. You're going on about the Beverly Hillbillies, oilies, and the next time they see an oil slick, they're going to come looking for Martha.
I'm trying to educate that young sister to the reality that the next time...
they see an oil slick, they'll be looking around for a black guy. 877-876-PHIL. Here is in Atlanta. This is Al. Al, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Phil. Al, first time calling.
Yes, sir.
Man. Listen to you all the time. Listen,
Thank you.
All a favor. Do your listening audience a favor. Quit inviting this idiot professor to be a guest on your show. By the way, is he a professor of?
I'm a professor of urban studies. I'm also a professor of history, California history, at L.A. Canyon College. Now, you may not agree with my perception.
You answer my question.
And the things that I think, but...
Listen, Phil, please.
Do you disagree?
He
with the idea,
show,
you remember
Bill.
Back in the day when they called us slick?
Will you knock it off with slick? Go ahead.
This is an idiot professor. I don't know how, what school, what university would even employ someone as stupid as this guy sounds. This Beverly Hillbillies reference, this, you
no,
know.
No.
Somebody sees the whole slick, they're going to think of, a black person or President Obama. Man, this is, Phil, give us something.
I'm trying to tell you what is going to happen if you don't keep your eyes open and you keep listening to this. What kind of mess you listen to? I bet you listen to that white man playing back, don't you? You ever listen to that?
Please, Phil, give us something.
What's that man? Who's the man you listen to, Sean Beck? I bet you do. I bet you sit your...
I listen to everyone. Okay, I listen
but
to everyone.
That's
okay?
Wrong. You shouldn't. You should limit who you listen to.
How is that wrong?
Because you pollute your young mind with this.
What's wrong? What's wrong is for Phil to give us an idiot like you as a guest tonight, man. We
idiot.
Can.
You call me an idiot?
Yes, you are. You are a fool.
I could say.
I'm a fool. What did I say tonight?
Brother.
If I said anything foolish tonight, it was in service to my people.
Shut up, professor, because you're not making any sense.
You're telling a professor to shut up? You know how many diplomas I've got?
You. Man, it doesn't matter. How many diplomas? You know, you shouldn't be alive to teach anyone. This Beverly Hillbillies reference, diplomas,
you know, man,
please. You should not be allowed to teach anywhere, to anything, to anyone. Period.
Not even kindergarten. Not even kindergarten?
You are a black fool, an idiot.
Not even kindergarten. You know, you sound like my father now. My father used to call me a black fool, black bull crap, all that stuff. But
not even kindergarten, no. You shouldn't. I think that probably is what the gentleman wanted to say.
Is that what you wanted to say?
Give us something better, Phil, okay? Can you do that, Phil?
This man can't even talk directly to a brother. He has to go through the white man. Now, I find that interesting.
Oh, will you stop? He's talking to the host of the show. All right, listen. Thank you very much for your call. 877-876-PHIL.
I'd like to know, what's the joke? What's the joke? I've been on your program.
What's the joke? Do you know how many diplomas I have? And
do you? I bet you don't. I've been to Pasadena City College. I did 2 years at Cal State LA, and I did my postgraduate work at LA Canyon College. That's three. And then I went and I got my doctorate at Pierce College. That's four. I got four diplomas.
You did your doctorate at a JC?
But the JC when I went there? The community college.
Well, they don't give out doctorates at a community college.
Well, then I must have been a different one. I know I've got a degree there. I just don't know if it was...
You probably got another AA. 877-876-PHIL. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. We have some callers waiting. We have David Hall joining us, our Vice President of Syndication. Go ahead, David.
Well, I've got Professor Emery Clayton on the other line. Just go ahead and bring Professor Clayton up. Professor Clayton? Yes, Emery Clayton, yeah. Now, this is David G. Hall. Thank you very much. Phil, what I would ask is that you allow the professor to conduct the final few minutes of this hour as he sees fit, and that way you give respect to his position as a collegian, as an academic, and a lot of the bad feelings lawsuit. And that way he won't sue us.
What is he going to sue us for?
I don't want to slander and libel, Mr. Hendry, because of the...
I haven't slandered you or libeled you. I haven't allowed you to be slandered or libeled.
Well, a lot of very strong opinions.
People are entitled to their opinions.
Look, let's just let him conduct this the way he sees fit.
Fine, go ahead.
All right, Emory Clayton here. I'd like to go to the next call, and I understand his name is Mark, and he is in San Jose. Mark, you're on the show, Professor Emory Clayton show.
Hello, Mr. Clayton. The reason I'm calling
is
I'm very confused by your attitude, because most of the things that you brought up in your conversation about calling Obama this and calling Obama that, I haven't heard that anywhere until I heard you tonight, and it kind of confuses me.
Are you black?
I'm a white man, but I do have
very
many
black
friends.
You would never hear it. Black people hear white talk this way.
Are black, but some of my best friends are black.
Well, you know that's not true.
It is true.
Black people hear black people.
How can you say that's not true?
Because that's something white people say.
Well, you know what?
Black people
you are a person that sounds like somebody that would call President Obama. Just hear this out. You sound like somebody
black
that would call President Obama Uncle Tom.
People overhear white people
talking
about things.
You sound like somebody
about
that would call President Obama Uncle Tom.
And they hear
you
call him the N-word. So what difference does it make?
I have never called you the N-word. I would never call a person the N-word. I wouldn't call them that
no matter
what color they were. I never in my life, sir.
Admit that you have. You know that you have.
I've never called you that.
In anger.
I've never called a person.
No, but you called
that.
You called
somebody
that was angry.
We're all just human beings.
See?
I'm not angry about anything other than your attitude. Because
you called someone the N-word.
I didn't make my judgment when I voted for Obama based on his color.
You didn't vote for Obama. You voted for what's his name.
How do you know who I voted for? How do you
know
what
you're a white man? Because you're a white man.
Sir,
you couldn't bring yourself to vote to.
You teach urban studies and you
logically
can say to me because of the color of. Are you kidding me?
No.
Why do you have to draw a line between colors? Why does it matter the color of my skin?
Because black people didn't invent racism, white people did. So
you know what?
Black people are always reacting to it.
You're invented by white people that's free enough for you to say what you say and do
There's your racism right there. I knew it. I knew it would come out. I knew your racism would come out.
One black man, when they wrote the Constitution,
there you go. I knew you were racist. I knew you. I knew you were racist.
You live in.
I knew you were racist.
Don't worry about it being the way that it is. It's people like yourself, sir.
It didn't take long. It didn't take long for me to pull the racism out of you, did it, sir?
I'm not being racist,
sir.
What I'm telling you is you're being judgmental.
It's a white country, and white people built this country. You're saying black people didn't have a hand in building this country?
You're not getting
me.
That's not my point.
Black people didn't have a hand. Yeah, that's what you said.
What I'm saying is
you said nothing but whites.
On the Constitution.
All the white people.
So
you said it was a white man's country. You said it's a
white
man's country.
You're above white.
No, you said it's a white man's country, and you wouldn't give black people a credit for helping build this country.
I said our Constitution was founded by white people, yet all
there
the black people always want
you
to call
just
racist
proved,
when you still live in the
You just proved
world.
That you're racist.
You live
you just
in
proved
the
you're
best
racist.
Country in the world and are allowed to say what you want to say based on the fact that
based
this country
fact,
is free, and the
right.
Constitution has been changed to
right.
allow you to be free.
And the white people gave me that right.
A normal person. I would not treat you any differently based on the color of your skin until you open.
Yes, you already have. You already have.
Only based on your.
You already have. You already have treated me differently. You said that white people founded this country, and black people had no hand in founding this country. And so therefore,
none of that. I never said anything.
Yes, you did.
No,
yes, you did. You said blacks had. You said blacks were laying around. You said blacks were laying around drinking.
You are the kind of person that would call.
You're racist because you said the black people was laying around drinking while white people were inventing the Constitution. Blacks were out watering the mule.
Well, since he's half white, he was Uncle Tom until he made it the president. Right now he's.
Look at that! You just called our president Uncle Tom. You just called him Uncle Tom.
You're the type of.
You're blowing it, man.
I'm not calling him that.
You are blowing it, man.
President Obama is doing a fine job, and that's all that I can say about that.
But you
and
didn't
I'm not
you didn't vote
person.
For him.
I'm not doubting who you are, sir. Every time you open your mouth, you remember the old man named Ted? Well, come on, dude. What are you talking about? You've gone on nothing.
The Beverly Hills. You never heard of the Beverly Hillbillies.
Boss, I have, but you've never done anything to talk about the response to the oil spill. All you've brought
you
up is
said
all the
that white folks founded the country while black people sat around on their ass drinking moonshine. That's what you said.
That's exactly your
attitude.
No,
you said
all
that
you
the
did
white
was point out your attitude.
All right.
All you did is
all right. We don't have any more time for the. Is this what you call?
I've been hosted. Hold on. I'm hosting it. This
you
is the Eric Clayton Show.
You are.
And thank you very much, everybody, for listening to me in this quarter hour. And you just heard me take that white man apart. So thanks very much, sir, for letting me take you apart. Hello.
Hey. Phil Hendry.
What happened?